It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. Happy New Week. It's the 26th of the month of November, and we're glad to be with you this day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's time for opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Up, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now as we go into this morning's broadcast, we pray and ask for your spirit to come and abide with us. We ask that you will help us, Lord, to learn the things we need to know, as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. As always, we pray for grace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be given unto us. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
announce our title, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you very much for bringing us during this time. It is now officially the Christmas season in the world, and we want to share a message that might encourage the saints regarding the ancestry of Jesus. We ask that you bless us now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Verses akin to Matthew chapter 1 will be read many, many times, thousands and thousands of times, brothers and sisters, as we approach what is called Christmas Day. My title is there any hope for you? Is there any hope for you? Oh, maybe you're all messed up. Maybe your life is messed up. Maybe you can't do anything right. Maybe this is how you feel. Can't do anything right. You always mess up, make bad choices. Maybe you're in a bad marriage. You can't choose the right husband, right wife. Maybe you're caught up in sin in some way, some bad habit, some bad relationship that you're not supposed to be in. And you wonder from time to time, is there any hope for me? Well, I'm here to tell you, we're going to read through the ancestry of Jesus. And if you understand the characters and the ancestry of Jesus, you will understand that there is hope for you. Because, brothers and sisters, they did some bad things. But yet, the ones who will be saved, they all repented. There were consequences to those sins, but they all repented. And they gave their hearts to the Lord, and they will be saved. We're in Matthew chapter 1, and it begins thusly. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So notice it gives two designations, Abraham and David. You're going to see why in a little while. Abraham begot Isaac. Now, Abraham, brothers and sisters, lied not once, but twice, saying that his wife was his sister. So one of Christ's ancestry, in Christ's ancestry, it begins with Abraham in that sense. The Bible begins the ancestry with Abraham, and Abraham was a liar. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac also followed his father's footsteps, and when the Philistines came around, he lied and said that Rebekah was his sister. And Isaac begot Jacob. Now, Jacob was one of the 12 sons of, Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob gave his father alcohol to drink, lied to his father, and took the birthright from his brother, which God had already promised it to him. He didn't have to do anything. God would have done it. So he was also a dishonest person. But, of course, all three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, repented. There were consequences. Jacob never saw his mother again, who had put him up to the plot. He never saw her again alive. And Jacob begot Judas. Now, that would be Judah in the Old Testament. And Judah sold his brother Joseph, was going to kill him, sold his brother into Egypt. Cruel man. And Judas begot Phares and Zerah of Tamar. Now, that's not all Judah did. When Tamar, his daughter-in-law, when his son died, he promised that she would be able to marry another son. And when that son came to age, he wouldn't give it to her. So she left. And when she heard he was coming, she put on the attire of an harlot. She put on some seductive dress. And she went and appeared to be a harlot and actually seduced her father-in-law. And when he found out that she was pregnant, he said she should be burnt to death. Now, he didn't know who it was. And so as she was brought out to be executed, she simply sent the bracelet, the staff, and one other emblem. She sent it to Jacob, and she said, "By this man am I pregnant." And it was his, and he acknowledged that she had been more righteous than he. This is the ancestry of Jesus, men who went to hire prostitutes, brothers and sisters. And Judas begot Phares and Zerah of Tamar, and Phares begot Esram, and Esram begot Aram. Now, that's interesting. It says Judas begot Phares and Zerah of Tamar. So I guess she had two children by him. Begot Phares, yeah. And Aram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Naasson, and Naasson begot Salmon. And we don't have much history of these people. And Salmon begat Boaz, which would be Boaz, of Rechab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth. So now we're in the time of Ruth. And Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. What did King David do? He's a great man, David and Goliath. He trusted in God and killed a giant with a stone, brothers and sisters. But David succumbed to the temptations of Satan, and he saw Bathsheba. When she was taking a bath, he should have turned his head. You can't help the first sight, brothers, but we don't have ancestors. You can't help the first sight, but you don't have to keep looking and lusting. He could have stopped. He could have sent a message and said, hey, send a message to this lady. Tell her to put up a curtain. The king says, put up a curtain when you take a bath. She would have been flushed with embarrassment, but she would have respected the king. And yet he sent for her to have sex with her, and she was married, and she got pregnant, and he killed Uriah, her husband, and then married her. This is David. You ever done something like that? Been immoral, impure, hurt somebody because you wanted somebody else? Didn't want the embarrassment. Oh, my brothers and sisters, repent. David did the same thing, and he's going to heaven. Yet he had consequences. Four of his sons died because of that act, my brothers and sisters. So repentance doesn't take away all the consequences of your sin, but it will help you to be saved. Jesse begot David, the king, and David begot Solomon. Now, Solomon was powerful. He was wise, the wisest king that ever lived, and that was manifest when the two prostitutes came before him. And the one prostitute had killed her baby by overlaying it, just laying it, you know, probably staying up all night. They probably had to have a little alcohol to kind of do the crazy things they did. And as they, you know, probably weren't as cognizant, they laid over their baby. So one of them laid over her baby, and she smothered the baby. And in the midnight, she realized the baby was dead. She took the other girl's baby and put the dead baby with the other girl. The girl woke up in tears thinking her baby had died and then noticed that's not her baby. A mother knows her baby. She looked over and said, you stole my baby. So then what are you going to do about that? You got two prostitutes. They know they're just in the house. Nobody's really seeing them. Nobody's really looking at their babies. They can lot one. This is my baby. This is my baby. This is my baby. This is my baby. So they said, well, this is a hard one. We got to bring this to the king. The king listened. And he just had a stern face. He said, bring me a sword. They brought him a sword. He said, take the living baby, cut him in half, give half to her, give half to her, just in a flippant way, like he didn't care. And then the one who had lied said, that's fair. And the one who was the real mother said, no, just give her the living child, just give her the living child. And the other one said, no, let half be mine and half be yours. And the king said, don't kill the child, that's the mother. And the people marveled. You see, that's the wisdom that God gave Solomon. But Solomon let it go to his head. He began to marry heathen wives. He began to commit abominable sexual acts at the altars of these false gods, because that's what the false gods did. They were always involved in sexual perversion. His character, we're told in a book that was written by a woman with a third grade education, his character became effeminate. I'm going to read a little something to you. Let's see if I can find it. You can read this in Prophets and Kings, but this is a compilation from that. It says, more and more the king came to regard luxury, self-indulgence, and the favor of the world as indications of greatness. Now, this is one of Jesus' grandfathers. Hundreds of beautiful women were brought from Egypt, Phoenicia, Edom, and Moab, and other places. Their religion was idol worship, and they had been taught cruel and degrading rites. You know, the servant of the Lord doesn't tell us all the rites and what they actually were, but brothers and sisters, trust me, many of them were very sexually degrading. Infatuated with their beauty, the king neglected his duties. And that's what happens when we get infatuated, brothers and sisters. And that's why we need to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. His wives gradually prevailed on him to unite with them in their worship of false gods. It came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. But that shows that David had repented. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Opposite Mount Moriah, Solomon erected imposing buildings as idolatrous shrines. To please his wives, he placed huge idols amidst the groves. There, before the altars of heathen deities, were practiced the most degrading rites of heathenism. Brothers and sisters, some of these rites included even sacrificing children. Solomon's separation from God was his ruin. He lost the mastery of himself. His moral efficiency was gone. His fine sensibilities became blunted. His conscience seared. He, who in his early reign had displayed so much wisdom and sympathy in restoring a helpless babe to its unfortunate mother, fell so low as to erect an idol to whom living children were offered as sacrifices. He in later years departed so far from purity as to countenance licentious, revolting rites connected with the worship of Chemosh and Ashtoreth. He mistook license for liberty. He tried, but at what cost, to unite light with darkness, good with evil, purity with iniquity, with impurity, Christ with Belial. Solomon became a profligate, the tool and slave of others. His character became effeminate. Now, some people believe that that means he was a homosexual. I don't know that that became a homosexual. I don't know. But if it was, it was wrong. This just says his character became effeminate. His faith in God was supplanted by atheistic doubts. Unbelief weakened his principles and degraded his life. The justice and magnanimity of his early reign were changed to despotism and tyranny. God can do little for men who lose their sense of dependence on him. During these years of apostasy, the enemy worked to confuse the Israelites in regard to true and false worship. Their keen sense of the holy character of God was deadened. They transferred their allegiance to the enemy of righteousness. It came to be a common practice to intermarry with idolaters. Polygamy was countenanced in the lives of some. The pure religious service instituted by God was replaced by idolatry of the darkest hue. God is fully able to keep us in the world, but we are not to be of the world. He watches over his children with a care that is measureless, but he requires undivided allegiance. No man can serve two masters. He cannot serve God and mammon. Men today are no stronger than Solomon. They are as prone to yield to the influences that caused his downfall. God today warns his children not to imperil their souls by affinity with the world. Come out from among them, he pleads, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about people that were the grandfathers of Jesus Christ, Solomon. King Solomon, And Solomon begat Rehoboam. It says Rehoboam, but it's Rehoboam. And Rehoboam begat Abiah. Abiah begat Asa. There's a lineage of kings. Very few of them, brothers and sisters, did the right thing. Asa begat Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, although the kings of Judah, which were sons of Solomon, the progeny of Solomon, I guess that's the right word, were better off than the ones on the Israel side. Asa begat Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias, and Ozias begat Joatham, and Joatham begot Achaz, and Achaz begot Ezekias, and Ezekias begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Joseph, and Joseph begot Jeconias, and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. After they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begot Salathiel, and Salathiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abihud, and Abihud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azar, and Azar begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations of Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David unto the carrying away of Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away of Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. And then the Bible says, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that the ancestry of Jesus is far from perfect. If you wondered if there is any hope for you because of what you've done, just come to the cross. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's a song that says, I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load. It's a beautiful song, and we're going to sing it at this time. I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load, from the accursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus, to wash my crimson stains, white in his blood most precious, till not a stain remains, till not a stain remains. I lay my wants on Jesus, all fullness dwells in him. He heals my diseases, he doth my soul redeem, he doth my soul redeem. I long to be like Jesus, meek, loving, lowly, mild. I long to be like Jesus, the Father's holy child, the Father's holy child. I long to be with Jesus amid the heavenly throng, to sing with them his praises and learn the angel's song, and learn the angel's song. Brothers and sisters, we might learn the angel song, but do you know that we have a song that the angels cannot sing? Though you have sinned greatly, if you give your heart to God, you'll have an experience with God that the angels don't have. And if you don't have that experience, you can't sing that song. Oh, my brothers and sisters, somehow we're going to sing something akin to redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. They've never been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by his infinite greatness, his child, and forever I am. Give your heart to God, friends. No matter what you've done, God will forgive you. He will cleanse you. You must repent. You must repent to the extent of the injury. Apologizing to those who you have wronged, my brothers and sisters, and then going to God and making apology to him in a firm and godly way. And at the same time, turn from your evil ways. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Replace the things that so easily beset you with time with the word of God, my friends, and you'll gain a love for the word and a love for your time in prayer. May the Lord bless you and keep you, my friends. It's time now to believe that we are somebody through Christ. Without Christ, we're nobody, but we're somebody through Christ. And even the ancestry of Jesus lets us know that God loves you. Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this time. Bless us now as we end this worship segment of our broadcast and go into our health segment. We ask that you be with us now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we'll be talking about the benefits of diatomaceous earth when we come back in about 8 minutes after the torso song. God bless you as we take a break together.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, the battle of the bulge be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, there's a product called Diatomaceous Earth. Diatomaceous Earth. And it has wonderful benefits. So people want to know, what is diatomaceous earth? Diatomaceous earth is sand. It's a type of sand that comes from fossilized algae. So it's like dirt. Cycle comes from the dirt, but it's purified. And, of course, the one you want to take internally has been made so pure, it's food grade, and it does so many wonderful things. So here are some benefits. This is from an article called Healthline. Food-grade diatomaceous earth has recently become popular as a dietary supplement. It is claimed to have the following health benefits, it says. Cleanse the digestive tract. Support healthy digestion. Improve cholesterol and heart health. Provide the body with trace minerals. Improve bone health. Promote hair growth. Promote skin health and strong nails. So, course, it will tell you that most of those things have been anecdotal because they're not going to spend millions of dollars on a double-blind study to prove or disprove those things. But anyway, it's high in silica, and that's one of its main benefits. And so it goes on to another section. It says effects on toxins. One major health claim for diatomaceous earth is that it can help you detox by cleansing your digestive tract. This claim is based on its ability to remove heavy metals from water, which is the property that makes diatomaceous earth a popular industrial grade filter. So friends, think about some of you who think you're heavy metal poisoned. Diatomaceous earth may be the very thing for you. So even though they're saying these are the claims, I will tell you I believe it is true. However, no scientific evidence. That's what they're saying. Of course, they're not going to test it properly. And so you have some wonderful things, lowering your cholesterol and so on and so forth. So highly recommend it. We do sell it on our website. At this time, go to torso.org, look up diatomaceous earth and in the shop, and you'll be able to see. I take it every day along with AAA Super Tonic to get my energy. Both of them give you energy, actually, and keep my body cleansed. It's a natural laxative. It helps pull heavy metals and, like you said, bone. If you have teeth problem, you want to take diatomaceous earth because it helps build bone. And it's just wonderful. So what my routine is in the morning, I have a little grape juice, and I take some Super Tonic, a scoop of Super Tonic, and a scoop of diatomaceous earth. I shake it up rigorously in my Codeine grape juice, and then I drink it down. Taking at the same time some of my supplements, we take vitamin D3 with K2. And if I'm taking some parasite supplements or, some herbs for parasites in capsule form, taking our, if we're cleansing or doing a parasite cleanse, I'll add some of our Candida parasite herbal extract to it. And that's my routine for the day. But yes, diatomaceous earth is something that's a routine for me. And I highly recommend it. If you think you might have candida, parasites, it's very good for that. All right, it's roll call time and sharing and caring time. We start with sister, a dear friend, and so sister in Christ, Alita. She says, good morning from everyone from Virginia. We've got Brother Raymond. I'm not sure where he's from. God bless you, brother. Sister Gloria is from Virginia as well, saying good morning to all. That's our Facebook roll call. And on the phone call, we have representation from Ohio and Ohio again. We have Pennsylvania. We have Maryland. We have Delaware again. We have New Jersey. We have Alabama. We have Oklahoma. We have Virginia again. Welcome, dear sister. We have Iowa. We have New Jersey. We have South Carolina. We have Michigan. God bless you, sister. Been praying for you. And our mother in Israel, one of our mothers in Israel, Georgia. All right. God bless each one and every one of you. Time for us to open the phone lines. And we have our dear brother Joseph on the call. If anyone else is interested in sharing, just type any comment you might have. Also, we have joining us from Ohio, Sister Michelle. God bless you. And anybody want to share anything, just type it on Facebook or press *6. We're going to go to Brother Joseph at this time. Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, good morning at the start of this new week. And just wondering how the quantities, how much diatomaceous earth and how much of the AAA tonic do you put in to the and how much juice? What are the quantities?
Okay, I'm going to give you two answers. I'm going to tell you where to start, and I'm going to tell you what I do. So where to start, I would start with a teaspoon of diatomaceous earth, just in case people may have a reaction to it. That's just a wise thing to do. I'm not expecting anybody to have a reaction, but it's just probably best to start with a teaspoon. Now, you can when you get used to that teaspoon, I would do that teaspoon twice a day. Now, that being said, you can work up to where you're doing a tablespoon, and even more if you really were doing a special kind of cleanse. But a tablespoon twice a day is plenty. So that's what I would do with diatomaceous earth. I take a tablespoon of the AAA Super Tonic for the energy, for the immune building. It's got so many different tropical elements like noni and mangosteen and moringa. It has barley grass, wheat grass, just a lot of wonderful nutrients in the super tonic. So I do a tablespoon of that at least once a day. And if I'm having a day where I have to have a lot of energy, a lot of outdoor work, I might take that twice a day as well. So I take both of them probably about a tablespoon once or twice a day, but I would start with the diatomaceous earth with a teaspoon. Make sure it's food grade.
Do you take them at the same time?
Yeah, so I take about, you did ask that. I take a mason jar that is a pint. I take a pint mason jar, and I don't fill it all the way up, but I'll put maybe 12 ounces or so of Kadeem grape juice. That's just a grape juice I like. So 8 to 12 ounces, and I'll put my two scoops, one of diatomaceous earth, one of AAA supertonic, and I'm able to shake it vigorously because it's in a mason jar with a top on it. Able to shake it real vigorously to get those powders all mixed up so I'm not having any clumps of anything. And then I just drink it down. So that's like a morning drink before breakfast.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Just what I need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, likewise. The Kadeem, I have been using that for a long time, but I just saw that as being the being preferable to most of the other juices that are out there, which are just crazy in terms of the amount of sugar and the amount of extras that they put in there.
Right.
But I'm glad you kind of confirmed that for me this morning. Stay blessed and look after your wife and happy, I almost said happy Sabbath. Greetings.
Happy New Week. Yes.
All of the people that are on the line. So do take care.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And God bless you as well. All right, we're going to go to Sister Desiree at this time. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and happy Sunday. I wanted to find out, you were reading the generations of Jesus Christ. Was that on his father's side or his mother's side?
Fathers. The way they did the ancestry was the father.
The father. Okay, I just wanted to be sure that, yeah, mm-hmm. for myself. That was the top. That was it. That's all I had.
All right, dear sister. Blessings. Blessings. Amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Anybody else want to share anything? Just press *6. Love to hear from each of you this morning. Want to mention that not tomorrow, but next Monday and Tuesday, we will not broadcast. Okay, let me give you the dates. So that is Monday the 4th and Tuesday the 5th. Monday the 4th, Tuesday the 5th, we will not be broadcasting those days. Okay, so mark your calendar. We'll be mentioning it every day. We sometimes have mentioned things rather close to the time because we realize, you know what, it's not going to be practical for us to broadcast. So basically, we're trying to do our best to give you some leeway, headway, and some people are on today but not on tomorrow and, you know, that type of thing, and so they'll miss the announcement. So we're giving everybody time to plan. God is good, brothers and sisters. You know, we're coming to this is the last week of this month, and we pray that you all had a blessed Thanksgiving. Stay in the thankful mode. It's good for your health. Just continue to praise God for all of his goodness and mercies and kindness, my friends. And as we're coming into the last month of this calendar year, that'll be Friday, I believe, will be the 1st of December. You know, let's focus on the great things God has done for us this year, but also preparing our hearts for what he wants to do for us in 2024. It is going to be a momentous year, brothers and sisters. It is going to be a year of challenges. We have a national challenge with a very volatile election promised to us, because of the circumstances that we are in. And We need to be much in prayer. But Jesus is coming soon. The earth is getting to the point where man will destroy the earth, and we need to be in connection with God. Let's do all we can. Let's learn medical missionary work quickly, because, as I've been quoting, as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. They should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. Those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. The shortness of time demands and energy has not yet been aroused among those who claim to believe the present truth. Brothers and sisters, we are planning many, many medical missionary courses and certifications. And for those of you who want it, we already have the Holistic Biblical Wellness Coach certification. You can take that class online. We will be telling you about future classes as we get closer to the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. So please contact me if you have any questions, would like to take that class. It's just 13 lessons that you have to take. 12 of them are each a system of the body. Three top diseases of that system will teach you disease, its causes, prevention, and cure, and you will not be able to get this kind of education for the price. That's our goal, to give you this stellar education in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost. All right, we're going to go to our phone lines at this time. We've got Sister Wanda on the call. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning, and God bless to everyone. Thanking the Lord once again, another brand new day, the beginning of a new week. May his blessings be upon each one of us. And I do thank him for the word this morning. Definitely it was for me. My Sabbath yesterday was beautiful, but, you know, I did something that I have not done in a long time, and I know our confessions go to God, not to man, and I'm not confessing to man, but so I thank God for the word this morning. But when you were reading the generations, I wanted to be clear when I think you had said Jacob, let me see, going back, with Jacob, did you say that he gave his father something to drink? And
yes, yes. Jacob's father was Isaac, and
right.
The Bible says he gave him wine to drink, and that wine was, if you look it up in the Hebrew, there's two types of wine, and this is beautiful because when he blessed him, okay, so basically he wanted the blessing from his father that was really supposed to go to Esau. He thought he's blessing Esau. He blessed him with plenty of corn and wine. And when you look up the Hebrew word, Isaac blessed Jacob with grape juice. But when he gave his father wine to drink, it was actually yayin was the Hebrew word. So he gave him alcohol to drink to distort his mind.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, if you go back to the story, he gave him, you know, he made his venison or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He thought it was venison from Esau, but it was some probably his mother had made and Rebecca had made. And but he had given his father wine to drink, and it was yayin, the alcoholic stuff.
I definitely want to go back and read that because that was the first time I heard that. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. I didn't know if that was, you know, a mistake or something, but thank you so much. I'll go back and reread that. Have a blessed day.
Also, you know, it's just a simple phrase. I think he said it gave him venison to eat and wine to drink. But when you look it up with the Strong's Concordance on your Bible, if you have Strong's Concordance or if you have Strong's on your phone, you will see that there are two words. Yayin is used as wine, and that's alcohol, and tirosh is used as wine, and that's grape juice. So we really should say it in the reverse, because it's always tirosh, then it becomes yayin when it ferments. And so he gave him yayin to drink, and then he blessed him with tirosh. And that's beautiful, because when we teach people that we shouldn't drink wine, we show that story because it has both the alcohol and the grape juice in the same story. And so you see how they were used. One was used to distort the mind so he wouldn't know the true identity of who was before him. But then when the blessing from God came through the Father to the Son, he blessed him with plenty of corn and grape juice.
Amen. Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you, dear sister. Amen, amen. All right, friends, God is good. If there is anyone else, please press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. Good to see some of you who don't come on a regular basis. I'm mentioning a dear brother from Alabama and a dear sister from Virginia and another sister that she comes on as often as she can from Michigan, but we've been keeping her in prayer as well. God is good. We're glad to have you all with us. All right, friends, tell others in this year, let's double our numbers, at least on the main call. We have people that do listen, to playbacks, and that's a beautiful thing, too. So we thank God for each of you. May God bless and keep you. I'm going to ask my lovely wife, Undreamed Of, if she'll have our closing prayer at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to be able to open up your word. And Father, we pray that we will study these things out for ourselves as we allow your spirit to teach us truth and to direct us, giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray that you will bless everyone in a special way on this day as we ultimately all do service unto you. May us also do service unto man. Help guide our words, our thoughts, our ways. Help us to be more Christ-like in all that we do. Help us to be faithful and prepare us, Lord, for our fiery trials, which are just ahead of us. We pray that we will be able, Lord, to help others to be drawn unto you, as you have promised that all men will be. Let us do our part. Help us to be credible, bold witnesses, willing to share the gospel and willing to share your help message. And let us do all we can to be changed into the perfect and lovely image of Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord, from the Master's Chorale.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.